WTAW News time is 6 past 8, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night was the last chance to tell state officials about an application by an expanding West Bryan manufacturer to generate more air pollution.
It'll possibly be after Thanksgiving before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will decide whether to approve Saint-Gobain Ceramics' permit, or if opposition that included 13 of 16 speakers at a state hearing warrants a contested hearing, which amounts to a civil lawsuit. TCEQ permit reviewer Ruth Alvarez addressed Dr. Lon Young's request to know in layman's terms the impact of adding 111 tons of pollution.
But when you say the 111, it sounds huge, but we would be breaking it down into the things that would truly be.
Well, I think that's the problem. I don't know if that's huge. Maybe that's minuscule. I mean, how do we know? What I think is pertinent is, what does it do to us? What does it do to my child with asthma? Okay, what does it cause in my ER? I mean, that's what I think is pertinent. I'm just trying to find out if it's even possible to get there, because whether it's 111 tons or 211 tons, I don't know what that means.
Opponents also called on TCEQ to start monitoring air quality in the Twin Cities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There are officially three openings on the College Station City Council in this November's election. Two filed last night after the council approved special elections for openings caused by the decisions of Carl Mooney and John Nichols to run for mayor. Seeking to fill out the remainder of Mooney's term, which ends next year, is Linda Harvell. Filing for the remainder of Nichols' term, which ends in 2018, is Barry Moore. The deadline to file for those openings is August 25th. Both incumbent members of the Bryan City Council are running for re-election. Rafael Pena has filed for a second term representing single-member District 2. He is opposed by Prentice Madison. And the current councilman in single-member District 1, Al Sines, is opposed by Ruben Marine. Filing for the remainder of Bryan and College Station City Council and school board positions continues through August 22nd. Monday marks the start of new handgun campus carry laws at four-year universities in Texas. But the new regulations do not start at community colleges, including Blinn, until this time next year.
Firearms will not be allowed at any Blinn College location until August 1st, 2017. One of the items in Senate Bill 11 called for a later implementation date for Texas community colleges. And so we have until August 1st, 2017 to develop college-wide policies and procedures for campus carry.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says there are around 3,000 students who are co-enrolled at Texas A&M, and Blinn is forming a task force that will start meeting next month and will develop recommendations that will go to the president next February. This month's Bryan City Council meeting included overturning a decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The developer's successful appeal will allow the construction of more multifamily housing on South College behind Martin's Barbecue. Following the P&Z's 5-2 vote, J.C. Wall III of Temple told the council he resolved issues with neighboring landowners about building four structures containing 16 two-bedroom units.
I believe Martin's Barbecue, Carney's, Scamardo, everybody down that road benefits from the 32 people that are going to live here. There's three single mothers in those eight units across the street. There's three grad students. There's a single male and one set of students. So I'm not bringing in just the A&M or Blinn students. We're bringing in people that want to live in this area of town.
The council approved the project on a 6-0 vote as long as Wall meets 11 conditions requested by city staff. WTAW News time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. Text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, come on down to Sovac City and celebrate America with a true American-made vacuum. The Rickar vacuum is made in St. Louis, Missouri, and is made by Americans for Americans. The quality construction is designed to clean your floors better and last longer than any other comparable vacuum. And during the month of July, you can get an American-made vacuum for only $249. And if you're a veteran, we'll take an additional 5% off to give you our thanks. Show your American pride and buy American only at Sovac City and College Station. Come on down and see us.
It's in the middle of the night. You wake up drenched in sweat. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper like I did. It's invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee you'll sleep cool and comfortable. Then try it in your home for 100 nights, risk-free. They'll come and pick it up and refund everything if you don't love it. Go to Casper.com and use the promo code Beck. Get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. It's Casper.com, code Beck. Terms and conditions do apply. Casper.com.
811, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine for today. It'll be hot, high temperature this afternoon into the mid-90s. Some scattered clouds around during tonight. Overnight low temperature mid-70s, and the weather pattern will not change much right through the weekend with basically sun and passing clouds Saturday and Sunday. High temperature middle and upper 90s, and back down in the mid-70s on Saturday night. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 8:12. Chelsea, you have been on the show with us how long now, approximately?
Oh, 2 months.
Okay.
Because, about? Is that right,
yeah,
Brad?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So as the pieces of the puzzle change, mm-hmm. then obviously there are different likes and dislikes that happen. And when I would bring up a Taco Bell story, I immediately was met with, you're not talking about Taco Bell enough. And so, because Patrick was a really, really, really big Taco Bell fan.
Okay.
And Kevin was a really, really big Taco Bell fan. I haven't been there in 12 years, so I don't know. So
and
somewhere
we haven't really talked about it.
So now, where are you on a 1 to 10 as far as Taco Bell?
I love Taco Bell.
Okay, so you're hard on Taco Bell as well.
I am. I do not eat there very often because I would weigh 400 pounds.
Okay.
But I'm a huge fan. One of my favorite fast foods for sure.
Okay, two things then. First, I'm in a grocery-torium yesterday, and you know, creative cakes are fun.
Sure.
Okay, I saw my first ever taco cake. Okay, it was a cake. Have you seen a cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and so you go to the same shop store, mind. Okay, and it's first of all, the icing is the color of a taco shell, which is really not very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and. And actually what happened is I walked by the cake case, stopped and went back and went, what the hell is that? But it is a cake, and then they have made a taco on top of it.
I love tacos, but I want the taco. I don't want a cake that looks like a taco.
And actually it's a tannish kind of icing, which doesn't really look appealing at all.
Well, it's just food coloring, Scott.
All right. Well, if it's still there, I'll take a picture and we'll share later.
Okay, sounds good.
In the meantime, Cheetos is having quite the fast food moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hot off its cheesy collaboration with Burger King, the company will contribute its puffs to a brand new Taco Bell product, the Cheeto Burrito.
Oh, huh.
Wait, a new Taco Bell product. There you go. The Cheeto Burrito. That's just made for
when
each
I
other,
do
though.
Go when I do go to Taco Bell though, I always am just a classic order, you know, like a Burrito Supreme or a Crunchy Cheese Gordita. I'm not really into the whole new Doritos Locos and Cheeto Frito whatever. I'm more of a classic orderer at Taco Bell.
I'm stunned. I'm just like.
Why are
Cheetos? Did you understand anything I was saying?
Do you order at Starbucks like that too? I mean, do you like the 12 different things that you need in your coffee?
I'll just have
don't
a coffee.
Get Elisa and I started on Starbucks this week.
Okay, all right. So, but you obviously know exactly what you want when you pull up to a Taco Bell.
Yes, but my favorite. I was with my roommate and we were going through the Taco Bell drive-thru, and the guy goes, you know, hi, can I take your order? And Kaylee goes, what do you recommend? It was one of the funniest moments I've ever witnessed. The guy was stunned. You could tell. He goes, I mean, there's like 300 products on this menu. What? And she goes, what do you recommend?
What wine pairs best with a chalupa?
I was
going
to say, next time you drive into one of those places, any of them, you just go, what's good today?
What do you like?
I'll have this special. Thanks.
What's good today? Go to McDonald's and ask, what's good today?
Yeah.
All right. We have to move on.
Unfortunately.
Oh, we do. All right. It's time to talk about things going on in the city of College Station. Jay Sokol's here today. How are you?
Hey, good.
How many Taco Bells are there in College Station, you know?
In College Station?
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask. Sherry's holding up one finger. One? Is that right?
No. There's one on Harvey, and then there's one at Tower Point.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Are there any others? Is that Chelsea?
I know. I'm thinking. I'm racking my brain.
All right.
Harvey and Tower Point were the ones that came to mind.
I think that's all there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's one in Bryan.
Yeah, there's one in Bryan on Texas.
By the high school.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, then there's two in Bryan.
Yeah.
There's one over on Texas Avenue as well. What is this show about nothing?
It really is.
Hello.
And I am a classic Pepe Tacos person.
Okay, very good. Thank you. There you are. The Martins have, Ken Martin has been at Pepe Taco for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry we got sidetracked.
No, quite all right.
We never do get sidetracked here. Mm. We're always right on topic. All right, what are we doing today?
We're going to introduce a guest. Yeah. Sherry Mashburn is the city secretary for your city of College Station.
Yeah, she was just here a couple of weeks ago. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we need some applicants for three of our boards and commissions.
Okay.
The Design Review Board, the Parks Board, and the Historic Preservation Committee.
Okay. That's so obviously there's some, in some cases, I guess there's some expertise that you'd like to have on each of these boards. These are not necessarily technical, but you do like to have some expertise and interest.
The Design Review Board does sometimes require a little bit more technical expertise, okay, particularly with architecture or landscape architecture. We need business people. We have one position open, and the deadline to file is August the 5th. And people can go to our website at cstx.gov and go to our citizen committees page, and applications are there.
And the only stipulation is you have to be a resident of College Station?
You have to be a resident of College Station and a registered voter.
Ah, okay. All right, I have to be able to do that. And then you have others that are, I mean, you're talking about three specifically, mm-hmm, but there really are a whole lot of different boards and commissions that people can take part in.
Yes, sir. And typically our process is in the wintertime, and we appoint in January or February. But this mid-year appointment is because we have some vacancies that have come up. People have resigned or, you know, they had to vacate for whatever reason.
Sure. Sherry Mashburn joining us. She's the city secretary from the city of College Station. Speaking of, some things have come up. Now you're going to need to have special elections in College Station because a couple of members of council are going to run for mayor. What does that do to your office, and how is the world different when you have to have a special election?
It's not that much different. It's a little bit more paperwork and a little bit more trying to keep up with some of the deadlines. The deadline to file for the general election, which is for the mayor and council member place 2, that deadline is August 22nd. For the special election for places 3 and 4, for those unexpired terms, the deadline to file is August 25th.
Okay.
So,
off the top of her head, folks, she's not reading it. That's it. So, but you get to do fun stuff, too. Before we went on the air, we were, mm-hmm, talking about you keep track of a lot of things that have to do with the demographics that we have, mm-hmm, here in College Station. And I think in 2015 we found out that the most popular boy's name was Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, and the most popular girl's name was Chloe. We had 1,249 boys and 1,245 girls. That's pretty close. Is that always the situation?
Usually we have a few more boys than girls, mm-hmm, but it usually is pretty much half and half.
Yeah. Now, and the other thing that we were discussing is, by the way, if you want to know from a popularity, if you want to name your child based on popularity, Jackson is number 1, Aiden is number 2, Daniel and Luke are tied for 3 in College Station. For girls, it's Chloe. Then Adeline, which is interesting. There are 14 Adelines?
Mm-hmm.
Man. And Madison, which is also very popular nationwide. And then Emma and Sophia, as far as the girls' names are concerned. But you also track a little bit to do with the nationalities that we have here. What kind of figures could you share with us there, just kind of from an interest standpoint?
Well, we track the nationalities of the parents that come in.
Okay.
And we represent, right now, we have over 50 countries represented. Some I've never heard of.
Now, when does it become a situation where you need to start printing government documents in more than one language? When do you make that determination?
Well, fortunately, we don't have to do that yet for birth and death, but our applications are in English and Spanish. That's, mm-hmm, required by state law, just like our election documents. But other than that, we don't have to do anything further.
Do you happen to know what's the tipping point where you have to by law do that? Because, you know, I know in Houston they have to be concerned about Vietnamese, mm-hmm, and other situations. Mandarin, I guess, may end up being a situation.
It has to do with a percentage of the county population.
Okay.
And it's interesting that you noted that they have to have Vietnamese and some of the Mandarin over there. But there are some counties in East Texas that were required at one time to do Navajo.
Really?
It's an unwritten language.
Oh. Okay.
And so they were able to fight that.
Wow, how very interesting. We'll be doing Ebonics soon. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. See, they do fun stuff over at the city secretary's office and in just about every place. What else you got for us today?
We are still taking registrations for youth flag football, fall girls volleyball and adult softball, kickball, volleyball, all kinds of things. So if you would like to check out opportunities there, whether you have younger kiddos or you're 16 and older, please go visit cstx.gov/sports, and you'll find all the information there.
All right, sounds good. We visit with folks from City of College Station on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Economic growth sputtered this spring, with cautious businesses largely offsetting more robust consumer spending. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the U.S., grew at a rate of 1.2% in the spring quarter, well below the 2.6% growth economists had forecast. Baidu suffered its biggest earnings drop since it went public 11 years ago, after government investigations into the Chinese internet giant's search and advertising practices led to stricter regulations that hurt its ad business. Net income fell 36% to $360.5 million. Ample inventories, along with relatively stable refinery operations and imports, has driven down the spot value of gasoline in Los Angeles at the wholesale level by more than 60 cents since mid-June. But that hasn't translated to the same drop in retail fuel prices for consumers. Drivers have been paying only 14 cents less. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
824 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a busy, busy time coming up for. It's busy at Messina Hoff a lot, but especially now because harvest is here. How's it going? You look tired this morning. We were just talking. You were doing TV shots this morning, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little tired, but I'm really excited because harvest kicks off today, and I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, it is. It's a busy 4 weeks, and let's start with what's going on tomorrow being the first day of harvest.
Yeah, well, tonight we kind of kick things off, but it is sold out. So tomorrow is the first day that we do our first daytime harvest, and that's where you can come out and you can pick and stomp grapes that go into our port wine. We have exclusive vineyard cuisine tours and wine tastings, and we're even doing a wine and food pairing class with Comfort Foods.
With Comfort Foods, wine. Yes. And Comfort Foods.
Yes.
I like that. What are some of the Comfort Foods?
We're doing mac and cheese with bacon. Okay. And chicken pot pie and all kinds of things.
See, that's cool because, you know, you can think about using wine to pair with, okay, a meat or a chicken dish, but sometimes you do just sit down and do a chicken pot pie or something.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea. I'm glad y'all came up with that. Now, you've also got, again, something every weekend during the week of during the month of August. Kind of give us a highlight of what will be coming up as we look on through the month.
Yeah, so we have our daytime harvest every weekend, August 6th, 13th. We're only doing one Sunday, which is August 14th, and then we'll have our last one on Saturday, August 20th. We also have nighttime events, for example, Battle of the Blends, which we're really excited about, which is coming up next Friday, where you actually get to blend wine with our winemaker and try to have the best blend and take it home if you win.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that one's really cool.
Got to remember to write your recipe down.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And we're doing dinner at dusk, which is in the vineyard, a cellar tour and dinner. So there's all kinds of events. There's really something for everyone.
Now, and really kind of to look ahead, let's remind them in the middle of the month you do something special because you have a Sunday there. So if you're going, I got stuff to do on Saturdays, you're going to have a Sunday harvest thing, which is a really good idea.
Yes.
So now if they want some more information, and now some of these are also size limited. I mean, you have some things going on that you need to be aware of. If they need to make reservations or do something like that, what should they do?
You can go to messinahoff.com/harvest or give us a call at 979-778-9463.
Okay. Going to be a busy month, and you're going to earn your keep, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate your time this morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 826.
It's in the middle of the night. You wake up drenched in sweat. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper like I did. It's invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee you'll sleep cool and comfortable. Then try it in your home for 100 nights, risk-free. They'll come and pick it up and refund everything if you don't love it. Go to Casper.com and use the promo code BECK. Get $50 off the purchase of your mattress. It's Casper.com, code BECK. Terms and conditions do apply. Casper.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click Marriott Home.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time to find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. One of the things that you do ongoing at the Library and Museum is an issues forum. You've got one of those coming up next week.
On August 2nd, we're very honored to welcome Mike Guardia. He's an internationally renowned author, and he wrote a book on Hal Moore. From We Were Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a biography on him, and he's got a new book. It's called Fires of Babylon: Eagle Troop in the Battle of 73 Easting. And the book is about a unit called Eagle Troop. They fell under 7th Corps. This was during the Kuwait for Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And they took basically about 12 tanks, and their unit was made up of 12 tanks, and they defeated about 50 different, armored vehicles from the Iraqi army. And
it's
considered one of the last great tank battles of the century. And he'll be there. He'll be doing a book signing. It's at 7 o'clock on the 2nd, followed by a reception and a book signing.
Okay. And now, need to make reservations?
They could do it. They go to bush41.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on our website.
Okay.
Or they can call 691-4069.
Okay. The having the cars at the museum has really been a big hit, but I know what you want to do is you want to move forward now to a new decade of cars. So tell me what that does to the schedule of the car show.
We currently have the cars from the 1950s, and that exhibit is going to officially be closing on the 31st. So you got till the 31st. Please go see it. I think it's going to be great. We've been hearing a lot of great feedback on it. And from the 1st of August to the 7th of August, the gallery is going to be closed. That's when they're going to be bringing in the cars from the 60s are going to be coming in. And that's going to open on the 8th.
So you need to make your plans there know that it will not be, that portion of the exhibit won't be open because they want to bring the next generation of cars in, which certainly makes sense. So once again, understand that it's the 50s up until the 31st?
Yes.
Okay. And then you'll reopen on August the 8th.
It's going to be about a week. Where it's close. I mean, there's other great things they can see in the library, but I think the 60s is going to be great. They're talking about 65 Mustang, 66 GTO, 69 Camaro, and we still have the Model T Ford out in the front. So there's a lot of vehicles out there.
Yeah, this one's been very popular, that's for sure. Well, if they want some more information about everything you're doing there at the Library and Museum, what do they do?
I can go to bush41.org, or they can call us at 691-4069.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Every second of every day, Google's servers process around 40,000 searches. Kim Komando here with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. 40,000 searches a second comes to 3.5 billion searches every day. 1,200,000,000 every year. And from them, the most popular question asked by more than 90,000 women every day is, am I pregnant? That's closely followed by, how do I get home? Here are four more that, believe it or not, actually make Google's top 20 list. At number 4, does farting burn calories? And then the ever-popular, why do men have nipples? At number 12, and still popular after 2,000 years, is the world flat? And ranking at number 13 in popularity is the question, am I a psycho? By the way, most scientists agree, farting is purely passive. It burns zero calories. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. What are you using for internet security software? Many people ask me why they should pay for security when there are free options out there. The difference is Kaspersky is just that much better. It's your best protection from the real threat of cybercrime. The experts at Kaspersky Lab have been working tirelessly to make their product the best. They just launched exciting updates to keep you even safer. Secure Connect is new technology that encrypts everything you send and receive online. Their new software updater digs a little deeper and automatically updates your applications, preventing malware from getting through and putting you in a vulnerable situation. Finally, the software cleaner adds another layer of protection by scanning your system for any potential risks. Staying safe just got that much easier with Kaspersky. Don't wait another minute. Get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim at checkout. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Both incumbent members of the Bryan City Council eligible to run again have filed for re-election. Al Sines, who represents single-member District 1, will be opposed by Ruben Marine. Sines was on the council between 2007 and 2010 and returned in 2013. Also filing for a second term yesterday was Rafael Pena. The councilman representing single-member District 2 is opposed by Prentice Madison. Pena lists his residence on Sandy Point Road, though earlier this year he moved to his mother's house in another district because he was remodeling his home. WTAW News has sent Pena a text and an email asking if he has returned to his Sandy Point residence, and if not, if he has an idea of when the remodeling will be done. Last night, the College Station City Council approved special elections in November for two positions that opened when John Nichols and Carl Mooney decided to run for mayor. That was followed by candidates filing for those positions, seeking to serve the remainder of Nichols' term through 2018 is Barry Moore. Filing for the remainder of Mooney's term through next year is Linda Harvell. The deadline to file for the College Station special elections is August 25th. The deadline for the remaining races in Bryan and College Station is August 22nd. Opponents to an application by an expanding West Bryan manufacturer to generate more air pollution dominated last night's final opportunity for public comment before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Sangoban Ceramics has a new building where they want to install another kiln. The manufacturers asked for an accelerated review process. Plant manager David Yarnell was challenged by opponent Robert Rose of the economic benefit versus increased emissions from the new kiln.
But from my point of view, there's also a responsibility as our market demand grows and consumer goods, as I showed, continue to grow, that someone meets those needs. I've got 100 people in my plant that really depend on this place and have for 40 years now to provide jobs for them.
So a community of 200,000 should endure another 111 tons per year of pollution so that a few people can have a job.
Rose was among 13 opponents out of 16 speakers in the formal hearing. There was one supporter. Ron Schmidt, who owns a business a half mile away, called Sangoban a very responsible corporate citizen.
And if I thought they were going to be hazardous to myself or my 50-plus employees, I'd be the first one here contesting this thing.
TCEQ permit reviewer Ruth Alvarez was quizzed by David Stansny, one of two Bryan school board members who had questions.
So, but y'all are convinced they're using the best available technology?
Yes.
Other public officials in attendance but not speaking included Bryan City Councilman Al Sines, whose district includes the plant, and State Representative John Rainey, who requested the TCEQ hearing. It'll possibly be after Thanksgiving before TCEQ decides whether to give opponents a contested hearing, which amounts to a civil lawsuit, or grant Sangoban's permit. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Along South College and Bryan, south of Villa Maria, another vacant lot once used for business will become multifamily housing. That's after the city council this month voted 6-0 to grant a conditional use permit on land behind Martin's Barbecue to build four structures containing 16 two-bedroom units. Developer J.C. Wall III of Temple went to the council after the Planning and Zoning Commission voted 5-2 against the permit.
And there's a demand for these smaller two-bedroom units. I could see if I was shoving the fours and five bedrooms here, but they're not.
Wall disagreed with the P&Z majority, which wanted the land to be used for business purposes. After the P&Z meeting, the council was told Wall resolved issues with neighboring landowners. The council's approval is contingent on Wall meeting 11 conditions recommended by city staff. While Texas A&M and other four-year universities are required to allow concealed carry of firearms starting Monday, that won't happen on community college campuses, including Blinn, until August of next year.
If you see a person carrying a firearm on a Blinn College campus or location, please call 911 so that police can make contact with that individual. We would prefer that you not actually contact the person yourself.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says a task force will start meeting next month to develop recommendations that will go to the president next February. Blinn has around 3,000 students who are co-enrolled at Texas A&M. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Bryan man of breaking into a Bryan church last October. The district attorney's office announced after the verdict, 54-year-old James Roger Taylor agreed to a 12-year prison sentence. Taylor was arrested shortly after leaving Greater Tabernacle Baptist Church, pushing a wheelchair that had electronic equipment. According to the online court records, Taylor had two prior convictions for burglary of a habitation. A Bryan couple told police they woke up around 4 a.m. yesterday morning and became victims of an attempted armed robbery that ended in gunfire. BPD reports no one was hit by the shots, but officers are not saying if the victims knew several black men in their 20s, one who had a gun, who demanded money. This was at an apartment on Broadmoor, south of 29th. The male victim, who was physically assaulted, refused medical treatment after being struck. The woman was not injured. Purchases at two stores at Post Oak Mall last week were made with a credit card stolen from the Texas A&M campus. University police has released a photo, it's online at WTAW.com, of a man making a purchase. Anyone with information is asked to contact UPD. FEMA has announced two disaster recovery centers will close tomorrow. The center at Todd Mission closes at noon, and the center in Somerville closes at 6 p.m. FEMA Center at Bryan High School's Blue Campus will remain open through August 10th. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll be back at noon with more news, or anytime you can go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
8:39, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Looks like the weather is going to be fair and hot for this upcoming weekend, and little chance of any rain over the next two or three days coming up. Sunshine and passing clouds around today. It'll be 94 to 98 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered clouds, mid-70s. Again, tomorrow, skies average are partly sunny and well up in the 90s, mid-70s on Saturday night. Upper 90s on Sunday, mostly to partly sunny. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. We had mentioned earlier that that the Jason Bourne movie, you know, opens this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done, I haven't seen any of them. I used to read.
I think
books,
I've flipped through it on TV when it's been on. Maybe the first one.
But Matt Damon did a really good job of getting you prepared. So in 90 seconds, he's going to tell you what's happened in the other movies. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to know what you need to know before heading to see Jason Bourne? Here goes. The whole thing starts with me floating in the Mediterranean, shot up with no memory. But there's a bank code in my hip, and boom, I'm in Zurich pulling spy stuff out of a safety deposit box. The bad guys at this secret government project called Treadstone know I'm alive now, so I pay a German girl named Marie 20 grand to drive me to Paris, where I beat up an assassin with a pen. Then he jumps out the window. That's on him. You all saw it. After an awesome car chase, we drive to the French countryside. I blast Clive Owen with a shotgun, then use his phone to tell Chris Cooper that I quit. But he's not having it, so I have to go back to Paris, get in the shootout, jump down a stairwell, and limp away. Brian Cox has Chris Cooper killed, and I wind up at a beachfront scooter shop with Marie. Happily ever after. Only then, 2 years later, we're hiding out in India when this Russian dickhead frames me for murder and kills Marie. I'm super pissed. I make my way up to Berlin via Naples and Munich to tell Joan Allen that I'm innocent. I do, however, remember killing a Russian politician back in my Treadstone days, but I get Brian Cox to confess to being behind it. Wicked clever. I run over to Moscow to tell the daughter of the politician I killed her parents just after getting revenge on the dude who murdered Marie, because Bourne doesn't forget. But it turns out Treadstone is nothing compared to Blackbriar. I go from London to Madrid to meet a CIA informant, but he's already hauled ass to Tangier and is blown up. I choke the assassin in another epic close quarters fistfight, then go to New York to blow the lid off Blackbriar. After stealing files, I confront Albert Finney, give Joan Allen the Blackbriar dirt, and leap off a roof into the river where I'm left for dead. Phew, that ought to do it. Now you're ready to see Jason Bourne.
I mean, there you go.
That was
there that. That
was
you go.
Did that for you. Now, if we only had that for Sharknado.
Oh, man.
Because
if only.
Yeah, because, you know, that's coming up. It is.
And I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, so lost.
Well,
I liked how he said, you saw him jump out of there. That's on him.
I know. Yeah. That was funny. You all saw it.
Yeah. Sharknado film is called Sharknado The Fourth Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's coming up this Sunday night. What's good is that all the regulars are back, including David Hasselhoff, as the father of Finn Shepard.
Thank goodness.
The new film will set 5 years. It's set 5 years after the last one as Finn heads to Las Vegas for a vacation. My thought is that the only reason that they did it is to get these people to star in the show again. They said, we'll fly you to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And again,
and David Hasselhoff was like, I'm going to be there anyway.
Well, yeah, right. I was going to say, they're not big enough stars to already be there, so they got us. So anyway, I believe that we actually have a connection to Sharknado The Fourth Awakens.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we really do. I believe Clip Howard interviewed somebody having to do with the movie yesterday. If he'll just answer his phone. Maybe he's here. I don't know if he's here.
Yeah, it's him.
Yes, sir.
Are you here or are you not?
Here is in town?
No, I meant here at the station. No.
Oh, no, okay. It's way too early.
Okay. Well, okay, so you interviewed somebody about Sharknado?
Well, I've interviewed several people.
Of course.
I interviewed Finn Shepard. I am fearing the star of Sharknado.
Yeah.
And then today on the show, I will have the director, Anthony Ferrante.
Oh, okay.
He will have done now all four Sharknado movies.
Why would you get anyone else?
Well, I mean, he's the guy.
Sure. Can you tell us anything? Well,
we're going to have a Gary Busey appearance, which is always fun.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Gary Busey will be in it.
Okay.
We've got all kinds of strange cameos. Paul Schaefer will be in as himself. As an out-of-work musician.
Okay. Well, there you are. What works? All right.
Well, I think that's good.
Do we know that?
The great Cheryl Teagues is going to be in it.
Is there some plot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. No. There's always a plot.
Okay. All right.
I would recommend, before you watch The Fourth Awakens, to see the first three, so you won't be lost.
That's why we just did Matt Damon in 90 seconds.
Yeah, no, that
done
was
all,
awesome.
Yeah.
And believe me, I am going to see Matt Damon. Okay. I love the
okay.
Fourth movie.
I've never seen him, and so I may decide to been had there like three or four of them.
Good gosh. This is the third.
This will be the fifth Bourne movie.
Oh.
It will be the fourth one that Damon is in. He did not do the fourth one a few years ago, and the box office suffered accordingly.
So he's making them pay. All right,
he is.
Okay,
yeah.
so that's on your show today. Can you narrow down so that people don't have to listen to your entire show? Approximately when the interview will be.
You know, I really hate to do that because I try to do one good show a week.
Yeah.
It obviously never happened, but it just so happened that we slapped together our best show of the week today. But if you were to hear the director of Sharknado, it would probably be in the second hour of the program.
All right. Well, we appreciate you at least cutting it down to that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right, thank you. That's Chip Howard.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E Compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
If you have traveled State Highway 77 down past Giddings, Hallettsville, LaGrange, and on into Victoria, there where 77 meets Interstate 10 in the city of Schulenburg, home of the Shorthorns, and I remember as a kid eating at Bob Adamczyk's Cafe, but that was a while back. But right there on 77, south of downtown, is a museum that will definitely bring out the kid in you, and your kids will love it too. It's the Stanzel Model Aircraft Museum. Have you seen it? Well, that's where their motto is, the sky's the limit. It's a magnificent little museum with quite a history, the history that became visual by Victor and Joe Stanzel when the doors opened to the museum in 1999. But it was 70 years prior to that when Victor started building solid model airplanes and selling them to cadets and aviators across the U.S. He expanded the business, converting a spare bedroom of his family's Schulenburg farmhouse into a manufacturing center. And the Stanzel Model Aircraft Museum has been a family passion ever since. When I walked in the door last week, there in charge was Lucy Stanzel. She's the wife of the founder's nephew.
Victor and Joe Stanzel were two entrepreneurs in the area. We actually interviewed some of their peers after they were deceased, and they would say, we said, well, what did you think about them? And they said, well, while everybody else was cotton farming and farming, Victor and Joe were doing these things with planes and machines and different, you know. And so the peers would say, well, everybody called them piddlers, but actually what turned out to be piddling turned into a $1 million enterprise.
Now, it all started with an interest just like every kid has.
Just being interested in flying. They started doing plans and kits, and then we do have some kits and different things left, but the factory itself is closed already.
Victor Stanzel took it pretty seriously. Matter of fact, doing the designs for these model aircraft, you'd think he was doing the design for real aircraft.
Victor, particularly, his drawings, engineering drawings, are just that of somebody that who have gone through college and is an engineer.
Victor designed it. Joe made it.
Joe would make anything that Victor designed, so he had the mechanical aptitude and everything, and so
it is all in Schulenburg, Texas. So why there? Well, there's a history there too.
Joe passed away in 1990. Victor, the older brother, decided that he wanted to give back, of course, to the communities of Weimar and Schulenburg, but he wanted to have a foundation in Joe's name. So it started that way. It's now, of course, Victor and Joe Stanzel family. It's the Stanzel Family Foundation that supports both the museum and the activities, other nonprofits in the area of Schulenburg and Weimar. So we're basically focused in these two communities.
Now, you don't have to walk into the museum far to see their pride and joy. It's right there in the entrance. Here's Lucy.
The first model, the Tiger Shark model, which was, I think, the one that they were first proud of and started and got their patent on.
So it is indeed much more than a museum. The Stanzel Family Foundation gives about $750,000 a year to the communities of Weimar and Schulenburg. They've got a website. It's stanzelmuseum.org. but you got to go by and see it. Next time you're down 77 in Schulenburg. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
Sovac City is having a super clearance sale on all last year's models, floor models, one-of-a-kind sewing machine cabinets, and more. Save up to 60% on sewing machines and 40% on sewing cabinets. Bernina, Burnett, Seville sewing machines, regular $199 for only $79.60. Arrow Gidget 2 sewing tables, regular $199 for only $119.99. All Koala floor model cabinets, 30% off regular price. Shop now for the best selection on all floor models and last year's models only at Sovac City and College Station. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
About 18. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Amazon made a profit yesterday. Did you see that? This is a pretty amazing company. They've been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And haven't made money for a long, long time. And Jeff Bezos continued to get people to come in there and give him money. And if you'll remember, they started out with just books. That's what they were going to do. And as it ends up, here we are after ever how long it is, making money.
However many years, yeah.
But if you look at where Amazon is in your life now,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Because they are.
You
they
can
are
get
there.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, and you can get anything shipped to you.
Right to your door.
Yeah. We were talking off the air when Jay Sokol was here about how that is such an ability now to be able to do it. And I'm... you know, I'm a real proponent of local businesses, and the first thing that they need to do is they need to come up with a situation where they charge tax on purchases that are made on the Internet. It puts local companies at an 8.25% disadvantage because you got to pay tax if you buy it here locally, and on Amazon, you don't. So that's an advantage for them. But the thing is, people are now getting to the point where they'll go into a store, they'll look at something, and go, oh, I like that. Then they'll go back and they'll buy it on Amazon, and that's where they are. So they're already in our life a lot, and now they're looking more and more about TV and bringing you entertainment. And they're going to start making their own shows, much like Netflix has done and HBO. And so look for even more of that stuff going on. So there'll be more and more of our lives. Microsoft, now, for their part, has just released a new app to improve your iPhone photos. And by all accounts, it's pretty amazing. It's called Microsoft Pix, P-I-X, and it combines artificial intelligence, computational photography, and video stabilization to make sure that people and scenes look their very best. It automatically detects faces, and it makes them look better. Every time you... Well, I don't mean improves your looks. I mean it's a clearer picture, I think.
Right, right, right.
Every time you tap the shutter button, Pix will capture a burst of frames before and after you tap. It will then sift through that bunch, pull out the no more than three images that it believes are the best, which it uses specific traits such as quality and sharpness and people's traits like smiles and open eyes to make that selection. That is pretty amazing.
That is cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Now, what might make Microsoft Pix the ultimate selfie app is that it uses iOS sharing, which means it can seamlessly share the apps already on your phone, like Facebook and Instagram.
Cool.
Immediate post.
Yep. Google Microsoft Pix, P-I-X, and you will see side-by-side comparisons of photos that are pretty incredible.
Cool.
Best part is, it is F-R-E-E. It is
That's
out there.
Free.
That is the best part right there.
It is out there, and it's available for you. And again,
downloading.
Yep, that's done.
What's all of this?
Most of my important documents, you know, client information, legal forms, documents, they never leave my site.
Well, have you heard of Embassy Records Management and Storage? They offer shredding and storage services.
Go on.
Embassy has a state-of-the-art system that enables you to store, track, and retrieve your items from your computer. Plus, they're local, so you'll get your files within 24 hours.
So I can store them, track them, and retrieve them whenever I want?
Exactly.
I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/go and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/go.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We have learned a lot today. We've learned about Cheetos burrito.
Yeah.
We've learned about the president, former president, falling asleep while his wife was speaking.
Just how bad the water is in Rio.
Man, listen, that is just, and there's actually in the Wall Street Journal this morning, there is page after page after page of that very subject, the crisis of the Olympics. There's a lady who's on the rowing team, and she said, "I will row through bleep for you, America."
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's a real patriot.
Yeah, really, exactly.
A real hero.
Yeah.
So the building where Oprah Winfrey gave away hundreds of cars and Tom Cruise famously jumped over the couch and all that stuff is now a big pile of dust. Harpo Studios in Chicago was demolished this week.
Wow.
As the O shifts her own OWN operation to Los Angeles. McDonald's reportedly moving to the old site. They will build new headquarters there. She shot Opa in that building for 25 years.
Wow.
Now it's gone. All right, so the online ticket vendor Vivid Seats crunched the numbers from the past 4 years to figure out which music fans travel the farthest to see their favorite acts. I don't know exactly what we learn from this.
Besides how crazy people are.
Yeah.
It's got to be deadheads.
It's not.
What?
Number six is Beyonce. Okay. Mm. Average of 46 miles. Justin Bieber is number five at 52 miles. Adele, 63 miles. One Direction, 65 miles. Garth Brooks, 84 miles. And number one, an average of 152 miles to see Fish.
Okay, that's close. That's close to a deadhead.
All right, it is. But part of it has to do with where they play, too. Don't you think?
Sure. I was expecting those to be a lot further distances.
Me too.
Because for us, you know, we have to go.
We do. You got to go 90 miles.
At least 90 miles to go see a concert like that.
And that's it. The Adeles of the world are going to be in large population areas, and the stadium sells out, the arena sells out, before people from far away can probably get there.
Right, that's
but
true.
I don't know Fish. I don't know anything about Fish.
I don't either.
Obviously, Brad can help us with
that. I like Fish. It's good chill music, you know. It's kind of hippie music if, you know, that's what you're into.
All right.
But, you know, it's I don't know. I guess I don't necessarily understand, like, the cult following for it.
But I guess
it's good music.
Sure, but I guess that's the whole idea, is that you don't get a chance to see them very often, and so as a result, that's what you have to do to be able to see them. You're going to drive 154 miles, whatever. Remake of the classic game show Hollywood Squares is in works for VH1. The Hollywood Reporter says the reboot will be produced by Ice Cube.
He's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oregon State Fair always showcasing regional fruits and vegetables. This year, something different.